Okay, MP3 Maniac, you've done it. You've downloaded this week's Classicool podcast edition of From the Top, the showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country. This is your host, Christopher O'Reilly, here to say enjoy.
Now let's bring out our second group of quartestants.
Pat, this quartet is all boys all the time, and they're all from Ohio. The violist is sure they're going to win today, while the cellist says that if only they could challenge the girls to ultimate frisbee, they'd crush them. The two violinists in the group seem to be too good to talk to the girls before the show on the website Facebook, and they all would prefer not to talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes.
They're James Rubino, Jeffrey Myers, and Matthew Kufchek, all 18, and Ruben Payne, 17. They call themselves Opus. Let's hear it for the boys. Okay, let's find a little bit more about these guys. Joanne mentioned that the girls in Serafina contacted you all on Facebook, but James and Jeff, you blew them off. Why?
It's a violinist thing.
Okay, we'll go with that. And why, Jeff, just for our listening audience, don't you want to discuss the Buckeyes?
Well, let's just say for the benefit of the Ohio State Buckeyes, it'd be better if Florida seceded from the Union.
Ruben, why do they say you're the most argumentative of the group?
Well, first of all, I'm the only one in the quartet that has any brains.
Every time we come up with a musical idea, Ruben's just like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be.
And I like to play devil's advocate to make them think about what they're doing.
We normally don't think at all.
So. Matthew, you've got quite an ego yourself, but then again, you're the only one in this group that's won the Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Is it true, Matthew, what the others say? I always love talking to boy bands. It's just all the great stuff that you can get. Is it always true that you think you're always right?
Yeah, I'm always right.
Well, I for his 18th birthday, I bought him this great T-shirt that... What did it say?
Sorry, this is a Jeff moment, by the way.
Oh, he's just forgetting, I guess, everything.
He tends to do that. Yeah. It says, people who think they know everything are annoying to those of us who do. It's perfect for Matt.
What could this all-boy quartet play that could possibly be as good as the Shostakovich the girls played?
Beethoven, Opus 59, number 3, the fourth movement.
All right, take it away.
Thank you.
Great stuff. And here's a little more. Part two of this week's From the Top podcast. And don't forget to listen to us on the radio as well. Go to npr.org/stations to find out where.
The final movement of the Beethoven Quartet, the Rasmussen Quartet, Opus 59, number 3, played by Opus, Jeffrey Myers and James Rubino, both 18-year-old violinists, 17-year-old violist Ruben Payne, and Matthew Kufchak, 18-year-old cellist. Playing standing up gives you, I think, a different sort of more open, sort of an exuberant sound, wouldn't you say? Is that how it feels? It's certainly how it sounds.
Yeah, it's easier to walk over to James and beat him up during the...
All this hating.
We love you, Pat. Yeah.
Thanks. Terrific, gents. Okay, we've met all of our quartestants. Now let's play Quartet Feud.
The winners of Quartet Feud don't win any fabulous prizes, but they do get to play another string quartet as an encore. Does it get any better than that, Chris? I mean, Pat.
No, it doesn't, Joanne. I guess you weren't referring to my hair necessarily, but I appreciate it. Welcome back, ladies. You ready to feud?
Oh, we were born ready.
All right, awesome, great. Okay, quartestants, we surveyed over 100 teenage string players to find out their opinions on the pressing string quartet issues of the day. It's your job to guess the number one answer most kids gave for each question on our survey. Serafina, who's your captain?
Sabrina.
Sabrina will be the captain, okay? And Opus?
This is Captain Matt here.
Captain Matt. All right, everybody, you know how this works. You have exactly 10 seconds to consult with each other and then tries at giving me the top response to our survey. Boys, you're going to go first.
Oh, no.
Pressure's on, I know. It's great. Question number one. Give the top answer for our survey question. What's the most difficult thing musically about playing in a string quartet?
Playing together. Yeah. That definitely wasn't 10 seconds.
Well.
The answer is playing together.
Playing together. Okay. Our survey said the top answer was ensemble sound or musical togetherness. We'll take that. All right, Matthew.
What can he say? He's always right.
That's right. Man, that first question for the girls. Give the top answer for our survey question. What's the best practice technique a quartet can use to improve intonation?
Playing slowly.
Wait, are you sure?
Is he playing slowly?
Yeah.
Do you want to use one of your lifelines? I'm sorry, I interrupted your 10 seconds.
Okay.
Do you have an answer?
Playing slowly.
Our survey said the top answer was practicing slowly. Yes. Okay, open. What was the top answer our survey of 100 musicians came up with for the most common complaint lodged against the first violinist of a string quartet?
They play too loud.
Yeah, head. Either that or their head is too big.
Jeff's big head.
Or out of tune.
It's a hard choice, but
I like the attitude.
Okay.
Matt, what do the boys say?
We're going to go with, you're playing too loud.
As a matter of fact, our survey said the top answer was too loud. Here's question number two for the girls. Give the top answer our survey came up with for when performing one of Shostakovich's fabulous quartets like you girls just did. What's the most important thing for a quartet to capture regarding his compositional style?
Oh, wow.
What's the most important thing about him?
His phrases, right?
Wait, well,
what about the rhythm?
Well, the intensity.
Yeah, the tie-up.
Okay, seems to be some argument. What's the final answer?
Okay. His intensity?
Our survey said the top answer was sort of the dark, scary, emotional core words, terror, sarcasm, misery. Intensity, I think, would be okay for that. Is that right? Great playing, everybody. But who's the winner, Joanne?
Well, Pat, it seems to be a tie.
All right. Well. In the event of a tie, and this goes back to the late 60s, guys, your piece was twice as long as the girls, plus the girls have definitely hotter outfits. Girls, play us out.
You can hear more of our show by checking out our website, fromthetop.org, and for more classical music content, visit npr.org and click on Music at the left side of the site.